What's going on, patrons? Scott here, and I wanted to do another one of these updates because you guys seemed to like it last time. I don't have a ton to report on. If you remember, I'm going to be going to LA next week for the Captain America Civil War premiere, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be posting a ton of stuff on basically everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I had to take the video announcement down on all of those platforms. Here's a little insider knowledge for you. So I had to take the video down because I misunderstood the email from the Comic Cave people. They said they wanted the video by April 1st, and I interpreted that as, oh, you wanted me to post stuff on April 1st. What they meant was, they wanted me to send the video to them by April 1st for their approval so that it could be put up, after they sign off on it, which completely went over my head, and I ended up uploading the video on April 1st, and they woke up the next morning to an email that said, so it's come to our attention that you posted a video without our, consent, and I was like, oh, okay, my bad. And so I immediately took all of the videos down, and like, cause we posted stuff on Facebook and Instagram, and all those places. And then I immediately, after I did that, a couple hours later, I received an email from them saying, or I sent an email to them saying, you know, okay, I took all the videos down. And then they came back with another email saying, so there might have been a miscommunication again. We didn't want you to remove them. And I didn't know what was happening. I still actually don't know what's happening. They basically said, send us a video. And I sent them a video. And I still haven't heard anything back for a couple days. So I don't know what's going on. I assume I'm still going out there. I bought a plane ticket. I'm going out regardless. But I have not heard anything back. And I'm so worried that they're like, well, this guy doesn't get it. This is a running theme with me. I don't really know how to do business very well. It's not like I signed any sort of contract with them or anything, so nothing legally bad happened. It was more just like an email, like, hey, make sure this happens. And I was like, sounds good. And then I completely misinterpreted what I was supposed to be doing. Anyway, so that is apparently, as far as I know, still going on. And what else? I was joking on Twitter, semi-joking. I really want to pursue this, actually, about starting yet another podcast, because I love podcasts. They're easy to pump out. This one I want to be all about Aquaman. And I thought it would be fun to do like a 15 to 20 minute podcast each week about any sort of Aquaman news, whether that's news about the movie coming out, you know, casting or pictures released or something, you know, or Jason Momoa just commenting on Batman v Superman and getting his thoughts or all that stuff, or even just the comics. We got, you know, DC's Rebirth is coming up, so any sort of new insights we have about Aquaman there, you know, or, you know, in the actual comics that are coming out week by or month by month, talking about what's happening there. And, you know, just all sorts of Aquaman news. There's always Aquaman news. And you guys know how much I love Aquaman. He is great. So I was hoping to get a podcast going. I don't really have a name for it yet. I was thinking something like This Week in Atlantis or something like that. Obviously having some sort of subtitle that says, like, you know, Aquaman news, so that everyone knows exactly. I'm not talking about the actual Lost City. I'm not, like, it's not a conspiracy theory podcast about, well, clearly they're not searching in the right parts of the ocean. I've mapped this out on my wall, measuring weather patterns and, you know, wave formations and tides, and it doesn't make, it all leads to this one location. We're not doing that. It's just about Aquaman in the comics and the movies and even games, maybe, and TV shows. Do you think he'll ever appear in a TV? I can't imagine that Arrow's gonna do an Aquaman thing. That sounds way out of that. That would be both literally and metaphorically jumping the shark, I think. So, ooh, jumping the shark. Would that be a good name for an Aquaman podcast? Probably not. Who cares? Anyway, one last bit of news that I want to talk about is we have some new background music on the shows. I don't know if you've noticed before. Well, we've only had it for 2 weeks now. So if you haven't watched any of these 2 weeks worth of videos, you probably haven't noticed. But it actually was kind of a long story. Basically, I reached out to a friend who does music, and I said, hey, could you help design new background music? And we went through a couple different renditions, and he finally did one that I was like, this sounds really good. Let's try this out. And then I wanted not to upload it immediately. I told my editor, Dylan, I said, all right, render out a video with the music that we currently have, and then with the new music, and then just so I can see how the new music sounds. And I think he rendered both of them with the new music on accident, but I didn't know that until the video was public. And so I just thought, well, it's up now, I guess. I don't know. And it fit really well. It sounded good. So that's what we went with. And I did not credit him in that video because, again, I didn't know the video was going to go up with the new music. But anyway, I'll leave links. I'll try to leave links below to his channel and YouTube channel and some more of his stuff because he did a really good job, I think, really capturing the tone and the vibe from the show that I wanted. And yeah, that's all I really have to say about that. Just credit where credit is due. So thanks, Kevin. That's his name. Thanks, Kevin. And I think that's going to do it for this audio update. This is probably one of the longer ones, not longest. We've probably done like a 10-minute one before, but one of the longer ones. So that's that. I'll see you guys next time.